Are you a client-facing online entrepreneur who is ready to feel confident in how to run the behind the scenes of your online business? If you're tired of feeling like you're always flying by the seat of your pants and secretly drowning in wearing all of the hats of your business, then you're in the right place. I know you're ready to get organized, clean up your calendar, and fully step into the CEO that you know you're meant to be. Welcome to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I'm your host, Sam Wisnett, a systems strategist for client-facing businesses. I'm on a mission to help you streamline your business so you can save time, boost your profits, and feel confident about your growth. Are you ready to dive into the power of scalable systems? Then let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I'm your host, Sam Wisnett, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about consistency and mainly how you can take steps to be more consistent. So we are going to be talking about being consistently, taking steps to be consistent and have more consistency. So we'll see how many times I mess that up throughout the episode. But the reason I want to talk about this is because one of the biggest things that I hear from clients when we first meet or get in contact is that it's this idea of, if only I had more time. And what I really see with this, with clients, is that, you know, we are really only being consistent when we have, you know, quote unquote, time. And I feel like this is just the biggest thing within business, and especially being your own business owner and being your own entrepreneur and being the CEO and wearing all of the hats, is it becomes so hard for us to be consistent whenever we do not have time, right? And I mean, how many times have you said this? If only I had more time, then I would be posting on TikTok 3 times a day or posting on Instagram every day or doing lives every week or whatever. And it's really not the necessarily lack of time, I think, that really causes this kind of lack of consistency in doing whatever we're saying we're going to do. But of course, I think it's the lack of, you know, a system or structure when we first say we want to do something consistently that really causes us to be inconsistent, especially when we go through these periods in our business where we are busy and then other times when we are not as busy. Because that is just something in business you will always have. Like, there are just periods of the year when you are busier and then periods of the year when you are not as busy. But I think the main goal that we want to accomplish with anything that we're trying to do consistently is to be doing it regardless of whatever else is happening, right? And when we first start out as business owners, I think it's really easy to just show up when we feel like it and be consistent for a few weeks or a few months. And then we kind of fall off because maybe we get busy, you know, life happens, and then we start over again. But whenever you're first starting out and you're first in this growing period, you don't typically have a structure anyway. And a lot of it is just this winging it mindset, because you are just trying to figure out what is going to work for you, right? You know, if you are trying to figure out what's a good routine for you to be in, and, you know, how many times you want to be marketing per week, and, you know, what you really want to be putting your time and energy to. So I think it's okay at first if you have these kind of ebbs and flows of what you are consistent in, because again, it's all more just data and you're more growing the confidence muscle versus, you know, necessarily trying to grow this, you know, consistency and trust muscle. And as you start to grow and expand, you start to just take on more naturally, right? You're working with more clients, you're starting to hire help, you're starting to branch out marketing-wise. Maybe you started on Instagram and now you're wanting to go to TikTok and start a podcast or start a YouTube channel or whatever. And this is where it really becomes harder and harder to wear all these hats and do all of these things. And most importantly, be consistent with all of the things that we really want to do. And I know we have people that we look at and we're like, how do they do it all? I don't understand how they can like do so many things at once. And really the answer to that is that they have systems. They have systems in place. They have structure. They have these routines that they are going through. And, you know, that is what allows them to be able to not only not necessarily do it all, because obviously we know that they have help, right? We know that like Jenna Kutcher and Amy Porterfield are not like, you know, really posting their own Instagram posts every single day, but we know that they have a team that does that, right? And the reason they are able to have a team that allows them to really take over responsibility of parts of the business is because we have the systems. And I always say, because systems create consistency in your business. Because when you have a system, that's when you can start to automate, right? That's when you can start to outsource and you can start to build that team. And that's whenever you can really start to narrow down on what is working and what is not working for you. Because your system is basically making it as easy as possible for you to just show up and do your shit, right? Whatever you want to be doing every day, we don't want to be starting from scratch every day. Your system allows you to just show up, do what you need to do, pick up where you left off, and then move on and continue to, you know, do whatever else you need to do. But where do these systems come from, right? How can we make sure that our systems are actually creating consistency in our business? They are coming from structure. So I kind of go through this. I think it's a bit of like a three-step process, I guess we can call it. So you have your system on the top, which is like your overall process of how you're doing things, your structure underneath, which is more of like the backbone of the systems. And this is like the how of how you're doing things, kind of like the process. And then your structure actually stems from clarity. So first you need clarity. Clarity is like the core of this little three-layer onion, I guess. And then we have the structure on the outside of clarity. And then we have these systems on the outside of that. So you can really not have a structure for something if you are not clear on what you're doing, right? So it's very hard to, like I always say, it's very hard to create automations. It's very hard to create systems if you don't have a process that you're going through. If you aren't even clear about how you are doing something in your business, it's going to be very hard for you to set up tech and automations around that thing. So this is exactly what I do with my clients in my system strategy intensive. This is where we deep dive into the business and we get the clarity first and we talk through everything that's going on and what they're currently doing and what they would ideally like to be doing. And then we go to mapping out the structure and then I give them a game plan for how to actually build these systems. And so I do this with my intensives. I do this also with my clients, but obviously my done for you clients, I'm the one building the systems for them. But with the intensive, we are getting super, super clear on the structure because that is the part that I'm outlining and then giving direction so that they can walk away and build the system. So let's dive into these three steps of how to actually create more consistency in your business using systems and using structure. So step one is going to be clarity. Obviously, we're starting with clarity. What does consistency look like? And so when you're a business, we have a lot of these ideas that we're like, oh, I need to be posting on TikTok. And obviously, I've been having this on this TikTok train because I keep talking about it in this episode. But we get these ideas of these things that we quote unquote should be doing or need to be doing more of. But a lot of times we don't actually have like a set goal around these things or what that more even looks like, right? Like I can say, oh, I need to post more on TikTok, but more can just be, you know, once a day consistently or three times a day or five times a day. Like more can be so many different things. So really starting out with the question, what does consistency look like for you? And where you can start with this is you can start with your time tracking yourself. What are you actually spending your time doing? I think this is always super eye-opening to people, but what are you actually spending your time doing? And why are you not being consistent with the thing you want to be consistent with, you know? But what needs to happen in the business each week or each month for you to be considered consistent? So obviously, if you have a podcast, I have a podcast. Every week in the business, an episode needs to go out because being consistent on this podcast is one of my main priorities in the business. And so that's what needs to happen each week. Obviously, I post on social media 2 to 3 times, sometimes 4 times a week. But my minimum for myself is probably 3 times a week. I want to be posting on social media. I want to post on stories pretty much every day. But really, really narrowing down, like what does this consistency look like? What needs to be happening in the business each week and month? And then you can also add in, you know, what do you want to happen? So I think it's always good to have kind of this minimum and maximum, or some people call floor and ceiling or good, better, best goals, however you want to do it, where you have, okay, this is what needs to happen in the business, like to keep the business running, to keep on track with all my goals, this is what needs to happen. And then on the other side, this is ideally what I would want to happen. Like maybe I need to have one podcast episode go out a week, but maybe sometime in the future I could have two. Or maybe I need to be posting 3 times a week on Instagram, but ideally I would like to post 4 or 5. And so then when we have this separation, then each week we can look at what kind of week is it? Because some weeks we're going to have like, okay, it's like a need only basis here. We are doing like the bare minimum, but that's fine because that's what we're doing anyway. And then other weeks you might have a bit more free time, a bit more space. And you're like, oh, actually I want to post 5 times this week. Like I have a lot of content ideas or I have a lot of things I want to say now. So you can kind of switch over back and forth between those needs and those wants. And I would also recommend making the wants just the bigger version of your needs. Like I wouldn't really recommend adding all these new goals into your wants just because that can just get a little messy in terms of like, I think your own shoulds that come up. Well, this is in the want column. I should be doing this XYZ. But anyway, so back to this list. Looking at your priorities, what do you want to accomplish this month? What actually needs to happen to get there? So this is your needs list, and you can remake this at the beginning of each week, at the beginning of each month, but really looking at your priorities. If your priority is growing your podcast, obviously you need to be uploading your podcast. You also need to be talking about your podcast. Maybe you need to be doing collaborations, etc. And then your scheduling, when is this actually going to happen? So this is when you can actually get into the micro of yes, this is what I need to do this week, but let me outline when I'm actually going to do these things this week. And this is where you might have to start making some, you know, tougher decisions of, okay, maybe I want to post 5 times a week on Instagram, but it's not going to happen this week. So right now my week is looking like I can create 2 pieces of content, and that's great. And just, but knowing that ahead of time, it makes it a bit easier. It makes it a bit okay. Cause then you can at least schedule in something where you can stay on top of your consistency. And I love the book, if you have read it, Atomic Habits. I think it's such a great book. I use that foundation of what James Clear teaches for a lot of the habits that I'm building in my own life. And he really, really says, like, he really emphasizes this start small approach where you are just doing one thing, adding on one thing basically every month, I think. And then, but it really is just about doing the one thing every day. And it's really, when you have this consistency, it's about building this muscle of trust. And I think, you know, we as business owners forget that we are setting our own goals. You know, there are a lot of shoulds out there, but at the end of the day, you are the one who is telling yourself what to do each week and each month. So take advantage of that. Make it realistic. You know, I think it's fun to challenge yourself a bit, but we don't want to make it so unrealistic that we are just setting ourselves up to fail. So if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend checking it out. I think this helps a lot with also just getting clear on exactly what you want to be doing in your business. And then once you have that clarity, you can go to step 2, where we are creating the structure. So now that we have the clarity, we can start to create the structure that we want to follow, right? So This can be a map or just a set process of how something is going to get done in the business week in and week out. So obviously I'm going to recommend starting with the tasks that you need to do every week, regardless of how busy it is. So this is things like posting content, onboarding clients, sending weekly newsletters, whatever those things are that are constantly on your need list. This is where, when you want to start making these structures and processes around how these are actually getting done, because this is when you can start to outsource, right? And step 3 is build the system. So once you have your structure in place, once you have mapped out, I recommend just really starting brain dump it out what you're doing. You can do it in a Google Doc, on a piece of paper. You can build a map in Whimsical or Lucidchart or ClickUp Whiteboards. And then you can go into the actual build the system process where you turn your structure into an actual system. So once you can see it with a bird's eye view, then you can look at your structure and see where you can start to actually implement tools or automations or just reminders or team members or whatever to help you. So for example, if I wanted to start outsourcing more of my content, some things that I could do once I mapped out my content process, some things I could do would be create templates so that I can delegate creating carousels, right? Or creating design guidelines or something like that, you know, or with my podcast, if I want to outsource editing, then I just need to create this process of, okay, I'm going to record the episode. I'm going to upload it into here. Here's my show notes template. Here is my intro and outro. You know, here's some past episodes to give you an idea of how I like it edited. But when you have all of these resources in place, then it becomes very easy to start to outsource, or even for yourself, if you are working off a template, then you're not starting from scratch each time, right? And you can start to create a content calendar in your project management tool. So you can really start to plan ahead. So you can start to batch create content instead of creating content last minute all the time. And again, with client onboarding, for a bit of a different example, this is where you can really start to look at your automations, right? So maybe with content, you can't really automate a lot with that necessarily. But with client onboarding, once you have that process laid out, then you can start to look back and say, oh, this is where I can automate my payment with a checkout tool. And then maybe I can do a zap when someone checks out to send a contract. And then, you know, I can set up a Dubsado workflow where when someone signs the contract, then it sends the welcome form. And you can really start to see from this step-by-step outline of where you can start to connect the dots with things that are not just you, right? And not just in your brain. And I will say this can definitely feel overwhelming at first to just start building out systems in general. Like, I totally get it. There is so many things that you can do. There are so many tools out there. There are just a lot of ideas and things you have to sift through. And something I just want you to keep in mind, that it is a work in progress. Like, it does not have to be the end all be all system that you build out right now. And you will always be tweaking your systems, but the hardest part of this process is to just start building them out in the first place and start using them. And if you don't know where to start when it comes to consistency and building out the systems, just pick the messiest area. Like, just make it easy on yourself, honestly. Just pick the messiest area of your business and just start. Just start brain dumping what you would ideally like this to look like. And you can do this over a few days. You can brain dump during one session and then look back at it after a few days, or, you know, maybe once you let it sit for a while, you have new ideas that come up. But the most important thing is that you really just start to get clarity on what is going to be possible and what areas you want to systemize and create structure around. And then you can start to create that structure, even if you are just brain dumping it and you're bringing in someone to help you, like a virtual assistant, or like me, of course, a system strategist to actually help you turn those plans into reality. And so really, before you start anything new, ask yourself, what does consistency mean to me? What does consistency look like for me? When you get clear on what your consistency is going to look like and how you are actually going to manage it, it is going to be so much easier to actually be consistent and to accomplish your goals, right? And to also be proud of yourself, I think. I think we, as CEOs, as business owners, entrepreneurs, we do not take enough time, for sure, myself included, to look back and just look at what we've accomplished, right? We go from one thing to another. We launch a masterclass, then we launch this, then we launch an offer, then we start a podcast. You know, like, we do all of these things and we have become so consistent in our business with some things that we don't even recognize it, right? Like, if you would look at yourself a year ago or 2 years ago and be like, oh, wow, like, you know, future me is really on top of that. I didn't know I even had time for that, you know, type of thing. Then you can start to realize that you can be that whenever you make time and you set up the systems to be consistent, you can do a lot more than I think we think we can do, right? So I hope this was helpful. This is exactly what I do with my clients in my system strategy intensive. We get clarity. We dive into the business. We walk through all of the processes, what's currently happening, what ideally this could look like also in the future whenever you are launching new offers and stuff as well. We map out the structure and then I give them a customized game plan for how to actually go about building the system. So if you're looking with guidance for getting started with systems or optimizing your current systems, then I will link that below and you can check it out. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Systems podcast. I hope that this episode has given you insight into the impact systems can have on your business so you can scale to the next level. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate and review the show and share it with others. Your review will help us spread the word about the power of systems. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.